So the U.S. Department of Justice has informed Michigan election officials that it plans to send federal election monitors to three different Michigan cities for these upcoming elections. It includes Detroit, Lansing, and East Lansing. Now, according to reports, it comes as the administration's Department of Justice and this federal authority to observe election procedures and to ensure compliance with federal voting rights laws is done properly. And this comes, you know, when Detroit has been certainly a focal point of election allegations in the past. Let's talk about it with Peter J. Hammer, the faculty director of the Damon J. Keith Center for Civil Rights and professor of law at Wayne State University's Law School. Professor, it's great to have you.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the legal authority here. Does the DOJ have the legal authority to place these election monitors in local polling locations?
Yeah, so the first biggest thing is to know that states run elections, right? And so the actual mechanics of elections are state-controlled, not federal-controlled. Second thing to know is that the DOJ can do almost anything it wants, so it can send election monitors as long as they stay in their lane.
If Michigan believes the federal government is overstepping its authorities, does the state have any legal recourse? Could it stop the DOJ?
Yeah, no, the federal government can easily overstep. Asking for information doesn't have a right to have. It can ask to be in places it shouldn't be. It could ask to do things it can't do. And if it oversteps its authority, because I said, what lane are you in? Then the state can go to federal court. And there's amazing organizations such as the Michigan ACLU that will be watching them. There's going to be a lot of control over what they're trying to do.
And what can they do? How do they differ from like a normal poll watcher?
Yeah, and I want to put this in a slightly different context. And people may disagree with me, so I'm going to say this is my opinion. My opinion is that we are really in a democratic crisis. And I don't say that with a big D, but a small D. And that we are really facing a president that's trying to consolidate authoritarian power. So if you look at it from that lens, then sending election monitors means very different than if it were done by George W. Bush. So I think what we're really going to have, and we should be ready for this, is that the election monitors are a signal of something even more serious. You could imagine all sorts of attempts to undermine the midterm elections.
You know, the DOJ chose Detroit and it chose Lansing and East Lansing, which are all heavily Democratic communities. Does the selection of those cities raise any constitutional or legal concerns, or is that primarily a political issue?
Yeah, so first off, constitutional concerns this president doesn't care about, right? So he's not going to be limited by the Constitution, which is really sad. But the choice of Detroit is obvious. He hates Detroit. Detroit is going to be on the top list of about 10 different cities. They're going to be targeted under the midterm attack on democracy.
I'm curious to know then what this does for voters. Is there concern? You mentioned the people that will be watching the federal election monitors. Is there a concern that this will dissuade people from voting?
This is a really interesting psychological question. At one level, yeah, you don't want to go there and be intimidated. But if you look at it from the perspective of African-American history, poll watchers are a lot less than the Ku Klux Klan and Mississippi in 1885. So there's a way in which this could backfire on the president's attempt, because tell people they can't vote, they're going to vote, right? And so there's a way in which, depending on how it's interpreted, it could actually, in the light of sort of a long history of the fight for democracy, actually be a motivator for many people to say, you're not going to tell me I can't vote.
If this professor dispute winds up, let's say, in court, what do you think would be the central legal question judges would have to answer?
It depends on whether this becomes abusive or not. If they just come up and play poll watcher, that's okay. And that's not a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing that they do it politicized, but we should have a lot of people watching our elections. So I'm not against anybody watching elections. It's whether they overstep, right? And the question then will be what kind of overstep they're taking will present the particular legal challenge that will be made.
Peter J. Hammer, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, you too. It's interesting. That is a much dour look on what this actually could be.
Yeah.
Now, the point of these three communities being heavily Democratic, I think, is notable.
Absolutely.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
If I guess my perspective is, if we're running elections properly, then who cares if there are federal election monitors there?
Absolutely.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
If you've got election observers, you've got challengers, you've got poll watchers, and now you've got election monitors, what's the difference?
If you're doing it right, it shouldn't be no issue, right?
It's a couple other people in the room.
Yeah.
And that's my point, is that's fine. I don't necessarily take the approach or the viewpoint of the professor. I think that's a much more doom and gloom approach.
But I do think in this climate that we are in, that it could chill people from voting.
I don't think I understand. That's why I asked the question, because I think people do feel that way.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that's possible, because first of all, again, you've got so many different challengers and watchers there.
Mm-hmm.
If you were concerned about that, then they would be doing the same thing. An election, these DOJ election monitors aren't going to be out there pressuring people not to vote. They're going to be watching what's happening.
No, but we don't know what they're going to do yet.
Well,
they're not supposed to do that.
But their role is not outside.
Exactly. No.
In terms of dissuading people from standing in line to vote, I just don't think that that's there's any warrant to that.
Well, some people just might not even show up. It's like, oh, I'm not gonna vote.
I suppose that could be.
You know, you have people there. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to do it. So yeah. I don't know.
Frontier Airlines filling a gap left by Spirit. We'll talk about it next. It's JR Morning.